Well, thank the Lord for the good songs testifying. I'm just going to read a psalm tonight. Most of you could quote it. Psalm 23. Psalm 23. Appreciate the good playing, singing. Just follow God in the service and it'll work. You don't have to have nothing but Him. Just follow the Lord. I tell any preacher of the gospel, and anybody's got anything on their heart that's from the Lord, that if they got something, they can use it here in this place. The body's not one. It is one, but it's many members. It's not just one member. The older we get, we always need the help of God, but the older we get, the more we learn. The Bible said, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest the table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over." David is writing here, speaking here about his shepherd. "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." As a most familiar psalm, probably of all the psalms, there's 150 of them. But Psalm 23 is probably read more and more quoted than any psalm there is in the book. David was writing this, in my opinion. I've said it's what I think. David wrote this in a time that he knew, amen, that God was, the Lord was his shepherd. And he got down to this thing. If you go back to David's life, he was a shepherd. He looked after his father's flock. And of course, you know the record, how that God used him, amen, through his life as a young man. You don't have to wait till you're old to be used of God. He was young when he was used of God. But he come of this, and this is the sheep testifying of a shepherd. He said, "The Lord is my shepherd." Not a shepherd, but my shepherd. He's more than a shepherd. He's my shepherd. And a shepherd, somebody that knows his sheep and takes care of his sheep. Amen. Every saved person recognized as a sheep. I know a brother tonight that a lot of folk think really that the sheep was just Israel, but it's more than that. Other sheep I have which are not in this fold, which I must bring with me. He said, "All we like sheep have gone astray." You can't cut the Bible up to meet what you want. It's just a fact tonight that Jesus is the shepherd of his sheep. Whether they're Jews or Gentiles, they're all in the one body and they're one shepherd and one fold. When it comes down to that. But the Lord, the self-sufficient one, that's what that means, the Lord right there. That brethren, he's the Lord, and he is self-sufficient. He's the one, thank God, that does for us. And that's what David's saying: "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." The word "want" means I don't lack nothing. He takes care of me, meets every need that I have. And I bless the Lord for that tonight. The goodness of God lead men to repentance. And we know tonight, thank God, that you didn't get in the fold. He called you in the fold. And brethren, by the call of God, the workings of the effects of God's call, thank God we became his. Now listen, amen, he had 100 sheep and he went after the one that was astray. And brethren, the night, thank God, he came after that one. Thank God he left the 99 and went after that one sheep, thank God, to complete the fold. And brethren, you might be that one tonight. Amen. I'm glad I was that one day. Amen. Thank God he came where I was at. Listen. Amen. The 99 he left to go after the one. Everyone in this church tonight that's saved, at one time you were that one. You was not in the fold, but he came to you in the fold. Amen. To put you in the fold, he came and got you. And you was a lost sheep. Amen. And so he said, "He is my shepherd. I shall not want. I don't lack." Amen. What he
does is he takes care of me. I'm telling you tonight, the shepherd don't give the sheep everything they want. I'm glad for that tonight. Amen. But he does give you everything you need, and he takes care of you tonight. He lets you go in a pasture of green grass. He said he maketh me to lie down in green pasture. Amen. Green's a picture of freshness, newness. Amen. He don't give you old food. Amen. He gives you something new every day. His mercies are new every day. And thank God for the place that he puts us. Amen. There is a place in the place of God. And there is a place in his pasture tonight. Amen. That he guides you and leads you. And listen, he said, thank God he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. Verse 2 is a complete a picture of the rest that a sheep can have. Amen. In the pasture. They don't worry. They don't fret. Amen. Their shepherd's taking care of them. Amen. Listen. Thank God the wolves and the world and all the people. Amen. That try. That my friend religion tries to steal the sheep. Amen. That's why he said if he don't come through the door, he's not the shepherd of the sheep. For the porter opens the door to the real shepherd. The rest of them try to climb up some other way. Because they're a thief and a robber. And they're trying to steal the sheep. Amen. Out of the fold. But he cannot get in. The shepherd goes through the door and he calls them by name and leads them out. He never sends his sheep out. He leads his sheep. Amen. That's why I've got to be led by him. It can't be, my friend, something I'm trying. Amen. Listen, sheep are, my friend, a very dumb animal. And I don't say that disrespectful. It's just a fact. I've had some myself. Amen. And they're hard to lead. They're hard to lead. Amen. A goat sometimes easier. Amen. Than a sheep. Amen. But listen, I'm glad I'm not a goat tonight. Amen. I'm glad I'm a sheep. But sheep, thank God, are meek animals. Amen. They're meek animals. Thank God. And they know their shepherd. They can trust in him. But he has to lead them. And God has to lead us. Amen. There's never going to be a time in your life that you don't need him to be your shepherd. Every day you live, you need a shepherd. Amen. Listen. Thank God he said here, he leadeth me beside the still waters. And we can go through pictures through the Bible. But we know that the waters tonight is a place of quietness. A still water is a picture, if you want to say this, of the word of God. Moving water is a type of the Holy Ghost in the Bible. But tonight there is a place, amen, that he takes his sheep. And brethren, listen, thank God it's a place of rest. Amen. I'm telling you, they could not enter into the rest because of their unbelief. But brother, listen, if I could get you to see this, God help me. We can rest completely tonight in what the shepherd has done in taking care of his sheep. I'm glad enough. You don't have to worry. Thank God we don't have to live under stress. We don't have to live, my friend, worrying and stressful and all that. We've got a shepherd tonight. Amen. Just follow him. Amen. Thank God he'll lead you by them still waters. Thank God he restored my soul. Amen. Thank God for restoration. We all need restoration. Amen. That means, thank God, that he's going to put something in you and restore you. Amen. Revive you. Amen. Give you something you stand in need of. He restored my soul. Thanks be unto God. I'm telling you tonight, brother. Amen. He looks after his own. Amen. Notice this. He leadeth me in the paths, thank God, of righteousness. For the path is something that's trodden down, friend. A path is something that's already been walked on. Amen. The shepherd, thank God, led them. He's the one that tread the path. Amen. He's the one that led them down that path. Brother, tonight there is a path. Amen. That he'll lead you, but it'll always be in righteousness because he is a righteous God. Amen. His sheep tonight is only, amen, good because he's good. His sheep tonight only follow, thank God, because they know his voice. And they know, thank God, amen, they're not going to follow the voice of a stranger. They're going to follow the voice of the shepherd. And brother, tonight, he is a righteous Lord. And he'll lead you in righteous paths. And it's for his name's sake. It's about him. Amen. The sheep. It ain't about them. It's about the shepherd. It's about, that's what that psalm's about. It ain't about the sheep. It's about the shepherd. It's about what the shepherd done for them. And brother, tonight, listen. Thank God he'll lead you in the path that you need to go. Pass a proven path. Somebody's already been down and has been proven. And brother, he'll take you the right way every time. Amen. That's right. Thank God. Notice verse 4. I'm hurrying up. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil. Do you not think? I think yes in my life. David wrote here. He said, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Amen. I think in that valley that day of Elah. Amen. When he went out there as a young boy and he had a sling and a stone. Amen. Was not looking at the valley of death. But he knew who his God was. He knew, thank God, he came in the name of the Lord. But he stared death in the face. You got to look at that. Amen. Through the life of Saul, when he got his eyes on him, he stared death in the face. My friend Saul was after him. Saul wanted to kill him. How many times did he spear him? Throw a spear at him and miss him. How many times? Amen. Even David could have, my friend took Saul out. But even when he smote his own garment, he smote in his heart. And God said, don't touch my anointed. I'm your shepherd. I'll take care of you. Amen. Listen, tonight, I won't say this, and this is what I believe. There ain't nothing can separate me from the love of Christ. And brother, tonight, I'm not a worried about what's going on. I'm in the hand of God. Amen. Amen. No need to fear death. He said, I'll fear no evil. I'll fear no hurt. There's nothing I fear tonight that's going to hurt me. Praise God. Brother, people's living in fear today. The sheep of God ought not live in fear. They ought to live in confidence. There's a God of heaven. It's my shepherd tonight. And brother, no matter what you go through, what we face in life, amen, there's a shepherd, amen. That's right, thank God. Notice this here tonight. He said this. He said, for thou art with me. I like that. Amen. Thou art with me. He said, you're with me, amen. You know, the confidence is in the shepherd here. That's where the confidence is. Notice this here. He said, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. The rod, thank God, beat the wolves off. Amen. That's right, son. The staff, thank God, kept the sheep close. Amen. That was just the shepherd's way, brother. Thank God, he wasn't a hireling. A hireling runneth when the wolf comes. A hireling flees when the wolf comes. But, brother, can I tell you this tonight? Amen. He ain't, listen, the shepherd ain't going to run. Amen. Listen, you can hide in that tonight. Thank God, you can live in that tonight. Amen. Listen, he's not going to run, brother. Amen. He's going to take care of me. He'll fight my battle. He'll take care of them that's against me. Thank God, friend. He said, a wolf cometh. He said, the hireling flees. He ain't a hind. He's the shepherd. Amen. Thank God. That's right. Amen. There's going to be some enemies. Notice this here. He said in verse 5, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. That shows me that God has furnished some things for us. That a table is something that's a picture of God doing something in order and furnishing some things for us in this walk of life. In amongst our enemies, God's furnished, thank God, a table. Amen. Brethren, listen. Amen. He's the one tonight, thank God, that takes care of us. He's the one that prepared that. A table before me in the presence of my enemy. There's strength in a table, thank God. There's strength in, thank God, amen, that order of God tonight. Then he said, thou anointest my head with oil. Why the head? Well, the sheep, thank God, need some oil on their head. Amen. Because they get all bruised up. Amen. They get some sores on their heads. Amen. Listen, thank God, the oil is healing, brother. And why did he say anoint them with oil? Because oil is a picture of the Holy Ghost. Oil in the Bible is. And it always, thank God, is used, amen, in a way this way. It's anointing. Amen. It anoints us. Amen. The Holy Ghost brings healing. Amen. Listen. Amen. Listen. That's why we anoint with oil, because, brethren, that's what God said to do. It's not the oil that heals you, but the God of heaven does. And he uses these things. And oil, he said, thou anointest my head with oil. Hey, God, there's something about that tonight, that the shepherd would put his hand on the sheep and anoint the sheep's head with oil. Amen. That's right. We need the anointing of God tonight on us. Amen. We need some fresh oil. Amen. That's right, brother. Notice this here, what he said. He said, my cup runneth over. That means my cup is overflowing. Overflowing. Amen. Listen, brother, I'm glad, thank God. I want to say this. This psalm's a great psalm. And I'm glad, thank God, for the overflowing cup. But we don't live in the cup dispensation. We live in the river dispensation. Amen. We live in what's in us that overflows out of us. Amen. Listen, thank God they used to say this. I've read this. Amen. When somebody went to, you went somewhere and they took care of you. This is a cultural thing in Israel. And they said somebody, you'd go to somebody's house and every time your cup got low, they'd fill it up. Amen. And it overflowed in the saucer. And they was telling you, thank God, that they want you to stay. Amen. And the overflowing cup is a picture of the fellowship of the Lord with his own sheep. Amen. And he did. Just keeps overflowing us and overflowing us and overflowing us. Ain't God telling us, I want you to stay with me. I want you to be with me. Amen. That's what he does, thank God, to his own. It's a resemblance, my friend, of the fellowship and the love and the mercies of God toward us, that we're his own. He wants us. Ain't God the fellowship with him because he overflows our cup. Amen. That's right. And then he said this, one of the great verses, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me. And he says, follow me. If somebody's following me, that means they are behind me. That's right. If you followed me, you wouldn't be in front of me, you'd be behind me. And he said, surely goodness, the goodness of God. Amen. I can't explain the goodness of God tonight. Amen. Moses saw the goodness of God when he saw the hinder part of our Lord, and he showed him the goodness of God. And I can't explain the goodness of God tonight, but I know this. He's good to us. Nathaniel had it right. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy. He's good to us. Amen to God. Brother, tonight I can't get over how good he is to me. I mean good to me, thank God. He's good to you tonight, thank God. He's blessed you. He's blessed you and blessed you. Amen. Thank God for the goodness of God. Amen to God. He blessed me. Hallelujah to God. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that's with him. He bless his holy name. Thank God the goodness of God. What's the following you, height? The goodness of God. Amen. That's right. Surely goodness and mercy. Amen. He said the mercy, goodness and mercy. He said surely goodness and mercy. The mercy of God's the compassion or the pity of God. Amen. The love, it takes love. The love, it's the love that gives mercy. Amen. Faith worketh by love. Everything stems back to the love that the shepherd has for his own sheep. Amen. And follows us with that mercy. Glory to God. Amen. That's right. Brother, and I'm telling you this, I need the mercy of God. But it's following me, brother. Amen. He said, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. He said, it's following me. Amen. Brother Danny, thank God for mercy. Amen. He withholds judgment. He withholds punishment. He withholds these things that he could allow. Brother Keith, he's so holy and I'm not. Amen. Except I'm in Christ, and that's what the difference is. But I'm telling you not, brother, I'm weak. Amen. I'm frail. Amen. Listen, thank God, but he ain't. He's my shepherd, thank God. He's done what he said he'd do. And brother, I can count on him. He's the only one I can all the time. But I'm telling you, if it wasn't for mercy, brother Jonathan, we'd be in the graveyard tonight. Amen. Notice this here, and I'm through. And then he said, I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. He loved God's house. And in the Old Testament, God's house was God's house. It was a place that they went and worshiped. And Dave, you read the book of Psalms, and I said this before, and I know David done some things, brother, and listen, that wasn't good. But I'm telling you, son, there ain't nobody loving worship and praising God no more than David. Hey, my buddy, I'm going to tell you, say, preacher, reckon why God loved David? Well, because he loved him. That's the first answer. The next one was David loved him. Yeah. Amen. David, he said he was a man after God's own heart. That's what he said. David was a man after God's own heart. He loved to praise God. He praised him. He said, even the psalmist said seven times a day, will I praise thee for thy righteous judgments. I mean, he said, praise the Lord. I mean, he praised the Lord. Thank God that when they brought that Ark of the Covenant back, amen. And brethren, they brought it back right. The priests were carrying it. Amen. He is what? Dancing before the Lord. Amen. I mean, having a time, brethren, the glory of God and worshiping his Lord. Amen. Brethren, it was great. I'm telling you this, learn to praise him. Amen. Give him thanks. Give him praise. Thank God, my friend, show yourself. Amen. Before him in the praises of God. That's what he inhabits tonight. Amen. That's right. But buddy, he said, I want to dwell in that house of the Lord. Amen. And now the dwelling is in here. But here it is. We got him in here and in here. You say, he's in here because you're in here. After we leave, he's not going to hang around in here. He's going home with you. Amen. That's right, ain't it? That means you can do it back at your house too. Amen. It means you can do it at your prayer room. Amen. It means you can do it in your car in the morning. It means, thank God, no matter where you're at, you can praise him. Amen. Thank God. He just, listen, Brother Todd, even the tabernacle and the mercies and the mercy seat and the glory of God, the shine of kind of glory. And they saw, remember, the temple was so glorious that they couldn't even enter in because of the glory of God. It was so strong, the glory of God. But brother, that glory's in you now. That glory's in the believer now. Everything's fulfilled in Christ. Everything he did then, he put in us. Amen. And everything is available tonight. And why shouldn't we praise him? I ain't crazy. I ain't overzealous. Amen. I just know, thank God, he's worthy to be praised tonight. Amen. Thank God. They say he's overzealous. He said, Paul, thou art mad. He said, you're a religious zealot. He said, no. I'm speaking the words of soberness and truth. Amen. I'm speaking to you tonight in truth. Thank God. I'm telling you, brother, this is a good place. I mean, when God saved me, you know why? I didn't want to go to an empty building. I wanted to go to be with the people of God. I can come in here and praise him. I can come in here by myself and praise him. He's in me. But brother, and I like doing it around the people of God. I like that connection. I like that fellowship. I like that praise. I like that witness. I like that testimony. I like that song. It builds me up. It helps me. Amen. Go without it. You'll find out. Amen. That brethren, we need one another in the body, and we need to praise him. Amen. And brother, the house of God ought to be a house of praise. I tell you three things. I'm going to give you this. I'm going to say, and I don't know if this is right or not. I think it is. I think the most three important things in the house of God is these. Number one, worship. He didn't say he seeketh such to preach him. And then he seeketh such to worship him. I think worship. What's worship? It's adoration for the God that saved you. Number two, preaching. It pleased God by the foolishness of preachers to save them that believe, and that's how the word of God's manifest. And anything to do with the word of God. Number three, praise. Or prayer. Number three, prayer. And I think prayer would be before preaching, to be honest with you. If I got down to it, it would be worship, prayer, preaching, and then praise. I believe that's what it ought to be amongst the people of God. Now I can say this, loving one another surely is in that too. I mean, it should be high on the courts. And brother, I'm telling you what, he wants you to worship him. Praise and worship are two different things, but they're together. Worship's from the heart. They fell down on their face. Most worship in the Bible says on their face prostrate, worshiping God in a humble position. In fact, it's like that dog I got. If I let her out of her lot, she's gonna get low as she can and wag her tail and lick me all over. Lick my hand, she'd lick my face if I let her. You know why? Because I'm her master. And that's a picture of adoration. That's, if you look up the word worship, it says it's a dog licking his master's hand. Praise is an expression from the heart in praise to our God. That's what praise is. Prayer, Jesus said, my house should be a house of prayer. And it ought to be a house of preaching. But listen, friend, praise ought to be in the house of God amongst people of God. Amen. There ought to be every service. I just believe it with my heart. Every service, somebody ought to praise God. Whether it's by a song, or whether it's by a testimony, or whether it's by a word from the Lord, whatever it is, thank God, praise him. He said, I believe he wanted to dwell in the house of the Lord because the Lord was there with him. And he wanted to be around the people of God. And he said, I'll dwell in the house of the Lord forever. You can take it as far as you want to. I'm thinking he's talking about here, but I'll tell you what, forever, thank God, sounds beyond here too. Amen. That's right. Amen. You say, where is the house of the Lord? It's up. I am the house of the Lord, but I'm going up. Where's heaven? It's up. What's heaven like? Well, the description's in the Bible. I can't fully comprehend it. But I'll tell you what heaven is, where Jesus is. Amen. That's where it's at. I mean, thank God for the good word tonight. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Thank you for listening. I appreciate you and love you. Let's stand tonight. We'll have prayer. Jonathan Hull pray for us tonight.